What's happening? It's your boy Country Man. We coming live from the South, got something to say. Episode 89. We back on a weird night Wednesday. What's up? Let's go.
What's happening? It's your boy DJ B. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, the weather was bad last night, so we're gonna get it off our chest.
So we thought the weather was gonna be bad.
Well, it was bad. It just wasn't bad here.
So it was just gas. Precautions. It was just gas.
No, not someplace. Some people got shitting on.
It was flooding up by my house.
Was it? You got rain?
I got a lot of rain.
Bruh, God spit on my house a little bit.
No, I got a lot of rain. Like, when I came down, bruh, it's like a mini hurricane was over my
get out of here.
It was branches and shit down, yeah.
Nigga, you the only person in the mobile got bad weather.
Bruh, no lie. It may have rained 15 minutes here.
Oh, no. It started at my house. Like, the lightning and the rain started around 8:15 at my house.
Mm.
I didn't go to bed till 2 o'clock, and the wind was still sounding like a train.
Really?
We didn't go
there. Oh, no. By all means, bro, I live here, right? So whatever happened, I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Right? But what's real is that I was thinking, like, so I was waiting it out. And then, like, when I hit y'all up, I was like, man, I'm going to check. Because I honestly don't want to, man, by all means, family way more important.
Yeah.
Right? Family way more important, bro. We can reschedule this, do this another day. So that was kind of my thought process. Just wanted to see where y'all was at. Because, like I said, I got to be here. So that's why I was like, bro, I ain't really got no say in this. I got to be here anyway. I don't live nowhere. You know what I mean?
I came home. We talked about it on the way home. I was like, blah, blah, blah. I went and got me a drink. Made a couple blocks, took my drink. Came home, got my grandbaby, took her home. Talked to my daughter for a minute before I went home. And not a drizzle, nigga.
Yeah.
No, it did. That literally was going to drizzle a little.
How you doing, man? You want to introduce yourself?
Well, I mean, we just kind of started talking. Y'all know who it is. It's the heavily orchestrated, never duplicated, lyrical symphony. Notice the eternal wind, eternity, holding it down for the South.
It's your boy, DJ Big Dream, the dirty third real center, because I ain't said shit the first time. I can't believe
that. That's why I didn't do nothing. Like,
yeah, oh, he didn't go either?
No, he started and then he went immediately into the weather. He's like, hey,
this
is
Wednesday. Oh, it is Wednesday.
Yeah. It feels weird, man. I'm semi off tomorrow.
Semi.
Yeah, because I got to go in on my off day for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up on the ass and slingshot. And I'm most definitely not wearing a uniform because they're not finna get no work out, man. Not going to happen. I may pull up in a one piece.
A onesie, bro?
Definitely won't have it. Yeah, most definitely ain't pulling up to work.
Nah.
But yeah, if y'all was wondering why we weren't here last night, we're here tonight. It is because we supposed to have bad weather yesterday, and it was bad weather. We just didn't get it as bad here, because apparently it happened to Westmore. Well, what that is?
I bet it rained real bad at Denise's house.
Yeah,
I bet it rained real bad at Denise's house.
In Westmoreville,
wherever Denise live at,
that's Westmoreville.
That's Westmoreville.
Yeah, that's further that way than we.
I bet it rained bad at her house.
Well, you know what? It probably did because that's close to Mississippi. What's up? Why? Why you keep saying
she
that?
On our thing.
Oh.
Ah, damn you, Denise.
I was so confused just then. I was like, why he keeps specifying?
But it did that one time when you had the drinks. When we pulled up, when that going on, and then the bottom fell out for no reason. We was on the back deck. I mean, just the bottom. Only time I ever been out. I ain't never been out before that. Other than that. When she didn't know I was coming, you let me
in. Oh, yeah.
As soon as I got in the back, the bottom fell out. What the fuck? Get away from here. I'm at the witches of Eastwich.
Yeah. I'm with you. Oh, man. So it's been kind of a light news week, man. So we're going to start off with TV and movies, right? We got a movie that we all watch called Flesh.
Yeah.
I have not asked their opinion about these at all.
It's called what?
Flesh.
It's called Fresh.
Fresh?
Fresh.
You pissed me off with that. You had me on a wild goose chase. That was the first part of the joke. I couldn't find this shit for nothing. Then I'm like, this gotta be the movie
they're talking about because they're
fucking stupid. Let me take the group back again. Is that movie named Flesh or Fresh? I feel like I'm on a fucking wild goose chase. And then Buck takes back, it's Fresh, dog. I'm like, I hate that bitch.
Bro, I put the poster in the group chat.
Yeah, you did.
I put the poster of the movie in the group chat.
So because you put the poster in the group chat, that's the only way I found it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So
that's the only way I found it.
I've been calling it Flesh for a while, huh?
I was like, Flesh? And I was like, that can't be it. I went back.
So I went through the same
thing. And I saw the poster. I saw the poster for the movie, and I was just like, oh, nigga, because it's called Fresh. Okay.
I mean, the name of the movie probably could have been Fresh Flesh.
It really could have been.
But the name of the actual movie, people, is Fresh.
Fresh. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
All right, so I've had them watch this movie with no opinions, right? I didn't ask them how they thought about it. This is a live reaction. Turner, what you thought about the movie?
I was, okay, so first of all, I already knew what was going to happen. I could see it. As soon as she was like, sorry, spoiler alert. As soon as she was like, I don't have no signal.
Like, bruh, that I knew as well. But and I want to cut you off. I want you to keep rolling.
Yeah.
I knew there was some fucked up white people shit finna happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was that shit.
Either.
So I missed the part when they were sitting eating at her house.
And he was like, I'm a vegan.
He did not say he's a vegan.
Oh, he said he don't eat animals.
I don't eat animals. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I know other niggas like that. Not too bad. He do look like a fucking serial killer. Go ahead, dog.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Like, when she took that drink.
Ah.
Oh, I knew the drink was it.
I was like, it's finna get interesting. Then he came in and actually started talking about what he was doing. I was just like, oh, I did not see that coming at
all. No. Let that, because I probably watched The Freshers and I watched it twice.
Go ahead.
So she's sitting on the fucking floor and she crying. She knows something bad finna happen. And she look at him. She say, can you cut me loose? He said, I can't do that. She said, can you cut me loose? I can't do that. What are we doing here? He said, I'm going to tell you.
But you're probably going to be upset.
So that was the most fucked up part of the movie.
He was way too calm.
He was way too calm. I'm going to tell you, but you're probably going to freak out. What the hell?
Bro, that is the wildest thing to tell somebody.
That's the wildest part of the entire movie, man. To me, you say, I'ma tell you, but you're gonna probably freak out.
So spoiler alert for anybody who ain't seen it, they eat people on this movie. It's cannibalism.
Yeah.
So that's what So that's the basis of the movie.
That ain't the worst part, because there has been cannibals on Earth before.
And it's still
way before even Jesus got here. People was eating people. But the fact that it's a actual multi-million-dollar business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He packed them shits up like Walmart.
Bro, put a screen up. Like a half
pressure bag.
Everything.
And give you fucking memorabilia to go with this meat with their name and pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, this that Tiffany right here, cool.
This Tiffany hit different.
Did y'all catch the final meal though?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Bruh,
so I knew immediately.
I did too, but it was like they never acknowledged that part.
Not
for real.
They didn't really acknowledge it, bro. Yeah.
You just had to watch her.
Yeah.
While you had to watch
how she was moving.
No. Right. Soon as she walked in the room. She, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yep, you ate the bitch. But when he said, this taste is going to be different, but you should recognize it.
Yeah.
I knew what it was then.
You had to. You had to know.
That's the dark meat. That's the dark meat, girl.
Bruh. So this is what got me, bro. This was my red flag. Because I went in the first time watching not knowing what it was going to happen, right? Because if you read description does not lead you to believe.
See, I didn't even do that. I was just like, I know we got to watch this, find it, play.
Bruh, the description leads you to believe that, like, they're just weird. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you, bruh, it's vague, for real. But she even talked to the dude for 2 days and decided to go on some random trip with him.
Right.
That was my red flag. I was like, oh, some real crazy shit finna happen. 2 days, so, bro. She knew in 2 days.
Yeah. So, that's possible, because I've done it to people. Not exotic, because I ain't got exotic money.
Yeah, but see, they didn't just go up. They didn't go to Pensacola, like New Orleans. They went to, like, a cabin in the woods, middle of nowhere.
Well, she didn't know where she was going, though.
That's even worse.
I guess so.
Because the people you probably done it to knew exactly where y'all
going. You know something I liked about the movie?
What's that?
It showed a true black person side in the movie.
Bruh.
Oh, y'all know too much.
My favorite scene in the whole movie.
Look at their faces. Somebody said,
oh, man, fuck that shit.
We seen this movie. I know how this going to end. Fuck this.
Hell, no. Nah.
And you didn't see that nigga no more.
And pulled out.
Bro, he left the holes out there.
Yo.
Hey, forget him.
Bro, I was like, he going to either pull up in there with a car and hit people or some shit. That nigga was in a whole nother movie by then, cuz.
Bro, he thought about it. He was like, bro, she don't like me anyway. What am I doing?
He was like, I know the bitch is dying for real. Bro, he walked out like in a shadow. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Pow, pow, pow. You motherfucker. I'll kill you. He said, oh, hell no.
I know how this is.
I think he quit the movie, though.
He didn't even get a check.
Bro, I think he just quit and was like, hey, whatever y'all owe me, send it. I ain't been doing this movie no more. Like, I ain't never seen a real nigga reaction like that in a movie before in my life.
Bruh, he reacted exactly how real black people react.
Facts.
Yeah.
Exactly how they act. Like, bruh, soon as he got there, he ain't like it. From the moment he pulled
yeah,
up.
Yeah. When he started losing serve, he was like, man, these bitches got me fucked.
He didn't like it. He was like, bro, what am I doing out here, man? I am tripping. And then he stared out of the car and he, pow, pow, pow. Oh,
hell no.
Hell no. We ain't doing this. I know how this movie is.
Bro.
We're jumping
the car. When he go back to work and they pull up at the little thing, he was like, oh, shit. Y'all made it. And they're like, wait. How you know what happened? Like,
I'ma
just be honest with y'all.
Right? I
can't. How you even justify that, dude?
I was like out that.
There. I heard somebody hollering, some people shooting, white people acting crazy. I knew I was in the wrong neighborhood, cuz.
Bro, I was 100% telling the truth. Like, yeah, I came. Like, I was worried. I came to this address, and then I got out of the car. It was super spooky, and then I heard gunshots and then screaming. I got up out of there.
Well, that was us. How was I supposed to know?
We're going to come find out.
Hilarious to me, girl.
She is ass
that
out.
Literally.
Bro, that was the dirtiest punishment ever. Bro.
Yes.
Y'all should watch it, man.
Yeah, bro. It was fun.
And then she got this consultation from the chick next door that's just as most. She said,
put help me! Help me!
She said, bitch, sit down. Sit your ass down. She said, you ain't gonna help me. We're in the same boat. The little sister said, we're in the same. I'm fucked up like you. I cannot. I'm gonna save you. Same shit happened to you. Already happened to me. So sit down, because right now, you better get used to the one you're sitting on, because you finna lose it.
Bruh, I honestly, I'm gonna come clean. I would left chick. Other chick, she was slowing us down, bruh. I'm sorry. I'm
going to be honest with you. I left all them hoes.
All of them?
There's some fucking shit going on.
Bro, let me tell you. So, it's a part that made me real mad. Like, they really didn't feel like they needed to kill this dude.
I hate that in all movies.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. This dude, y'all know this dude crazy. And doing crazy stuff.
Big crazy.
Like, she hit him with the little meat tenderizer hammer one time. And was like, good. Man, I promise you, it's no way possible that he getting up when I get done.
I ain't letting up.
I promise, bro. Hey,
bro. Now, his wife, they overkill that hoe.
Oh, she was mad. You were the same way he had a real dude, a real
black person. Oh,
that was like, I tried, I asked you for help.
It was squirting out of him. Like,
she dead already, baby. God damn.
Bro, did y'all pick up the fact that she's one of them?
She was the
I don't miss much. Yeah. The first person he fell in love with, probably. Mm-hmm. But she was the overseer now.
Yeah.
You can tell she's brains too now.
She's missing something too.
Yeah.
I'm missing.
Yeah. She's missing a leg. From the knee down. She went to go get in the shower, she took it off. She took a prosthetic off.
I missed that.
Yeah, she's missing the leg.
I did not see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nope, I did not see that.
Yeah.
And you watched it three times?
That's twice. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So when y'all told me, I realized I did have Hulu on my phone. I watched it immediately. You should have seen how I was evading people at work. Now, I am so fucked up.
You was at work.
As a supervisor. So I got two monitors, right? And I'm working. So then my dude come over. He said, "Hey, Dream, wait, I got you the bathroom." I jumped up, grabbed a phone, pew, right past the bathroom, outside, by the trash can, got a cigarette. These white folk crazy. So I'm sitting out there, about 30 minutes. I come back in, he working with my boss. Shit done. Headphone back in. So then Mark come on. "Hey, Dream. Bitch, I don't see you. I'll be right there." I'm like, they so disrespectful.
Trying to watch a movie.
Ain't no damn way that ain't gonna work. He gonna come talking to me, his disrespectful. Like, "Hey, ask me about a key. Bitch, I ain't even got my finger thing on it yet. I don't know no keys at." Not unless you... That you think I'm one of them rappers? I got the keys. Nigga, I ain't got no keys. What the fuck you talking to me for? I'll be right back. Pew, pad the bathroom again. Go back out. I ain't even got no cigarettes because I'm trying to quit. I go out and vape like I got a cigarette. And wipe my show. Oh, I wipe the show straight through, bro. I stopped for about 3 minutes at one time because the actual boss called me. He said, "Let me see you for a minute." Fuck. Look, Paul.
I guess I got to
talk. "What's up?" He said, "Hey, some basic shit." Oh, and when he told me about it, I couldn't work tomorrow. He said, "Hey, so such, what you want to do? You want to leave right now? You want to change the off day?" "Man, I'm a team player. You want to come in tomorrow?" "Yeah." We ain't got to talk long. Go ahead. Fuck a mama. Well, I get to move. I'm in it. You know,
I'm in it, man. I be.
This the question, though. And this is a question I ask anybody. So, y'all know about the movie, but y'all don't know about the movie. So, please go watch the movie. It's and this good. Is the only question I ask everybody in the movie. Because this, to me, was the most intriguing part of the entire movie. Could you do what it took to survive that incident? Mind you, remember the shit come through the hole? "Hey, he really like you. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it." Oh, yeah. Could you have done what it took to survive that. Mm-hmm. But you don't eat pork. You can't eat buck.
Bruh.
I made it personal, then, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, sir.
But survival instincts where, yeah, I can do it to take.
I would have did it easily. Right. I'm fucked up like that.
Survival instincts, yeah, bro. I gotta do what I gotta do.
I mean, for me it was.
So being an easy decision makes me nervous. It makes me worried. Honestly, just the fact that you easily do it makes me feel some kind of.
Well, I've been bitches since I was about 12.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, push kind of sub.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You know what you gotta do.
I mean, so what she did to get free, right?
But see, that's why I was a.
Don't tell that part. Say that part.
But see that.
But you know, flip the role though, right?
Yeah.
I specifically say eat him for a reason. Mm-hmm. Y'all get the reason why I pick your best friend to eat.
Cause
the tennis.
Yeah.
That's why I picked the friend. Somebody you know.
Yeah.
Bro, I just don't feel like you're going to taste good.
You ain't me.
I don't think you're going to taste good, bro.
That shit ruined. Bro, you don't know as soon as you bite, like, shit, freezer burn. Man.
Look, is this green now? Bro, this is not foreign red. This is not organic. I told y'all I do organic. This is not organic.
It's old meat. Where you get this shit from?
Y'all, how long y'all leave this out of the refrigerator?
You can't eat me. I'm fucked up. Dry, diabetic, high blood pressure, all the shit. As soon as you bite it, you like, shit, you kidding me? Nah, you don't want to eat me. You got to eat him.
What you saying, man? Thank you for doing it, pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to, for sure. Like, that's
the thing, yeah. Like, when you talk about survival tactics, like, I have to, I gotta do what I gotta do.
So, this is the crazy thing.
So, wait, I'm gonna give you something crazy, though. I could, in that scenario, I could. But, like, if we got stranded, like, on an island, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
I can see that. You can find shit to eat on the island.
Yeah, you niggas. I ain't never had smoked buck, but I tried. Nigga, if I ain't got, listen, bro.
Where you gonna find a way to smoke him on the island?
Let me explain something to you. I won't kill neither one of you niggas. I love y'all too much for that. But I will watch you die. I'd be like,
hey, wake up that day. Ah, he ain't dead yet.
Look at him like, look really sick, buddy.
I don't think you're gonna make it.
I love my 60-pound watching you die. Just know, your death won't be in vain. I got you, bro. I'm gonna take whatever left of you back to your people.
Whatever left?
Yes. First thing I'm gonna do is shave that beard. Nah. You remember they had a movie called Alive?
Yeah.
I'm from Flash that plane. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can't eat is my kids. I can't eat my kids.
Bro, all right, man. This is
outside wild. Of that, it's over. Anybody else, their ass is eight. Period. Now, let's just talk how fucked the world is and how my mind, how y'all mind work too. So, dude say, hey, I knew from the moment I met you, you was the one. Because I looked in your eyes and you were fucked up like me. All that. Hey, Dream. Give me some head. Man, tie me back the fuck up. Just tell me what you eat next so I can prepare the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, how he met her in the supermarket was wild, bro. Like, bro, he played that junk so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know he do this professional.
Yes. Because
he was smooth. He was smooth, bro. He was smooth.
Yeah. Kind of getting. Don't fall for the cut. Get
don't call for the pot guy.
Get your eight, bro. Not in a good way.
Hey, man, watch the movie. Is Fresh.
Fresh
on Hulu. Y'all should watch that. Man, it's another movie we probably going to go over next week. I'm going to tell y'all to watch tonight. Y'all can watch it with us so y'all can be in on the conversation. Deep Waters on Hulu.
The Big Shark thing?
No. It's called Deep Waters. It's Ben Affleck. Oh, it's some and that goes right into our relationship conversations that we have.
I feel like, for some reason, I feel like I've seen it.
It just dropped like a week ago.
I ain't seen it.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
You know why I ain't seen it?
Because the only thing you watched this week was Flesh and Formula One.
Formula One, baby. All
right, so. So, peep this right. So, if y'all been listening to us for a while, y'all know I'm a Formula One fan. Y'all know Buck tune in often, but. You know, I don't know if you watch it as much as I do.
No.
But he tuned in often. I'm a huge Formula One fan, though. Huge Formula One. I was a fan of Formula One before Drive to Survive on Netflix, but that's what really tied me in. It closed all those loose ends up that I didn't know about the sport, outside of just being a great race to watch. So Dream decides to start watching Formula One, Drive to Survive. From season one. Yes. He think he know everything about it now.
I am most definitely a principal.
You're a principal? You Toto Wolff, Christian Horner.
I'm almost definitely a principal. I got it down to a T. I know what it takes to win, buddy.
Yeah. You said you're going to tell Buck something that he didn't know. I mean, tell us something that he didn't know that's going to blow your mind.
You may know.
I'm sure I know.
A Formula One, a professional Formula One car weighs about 1,700 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? You know what that weighs about 1,700 pounds? A slingshot.
Mm-hmm.
A slingshot got about 185 horsepower.
Correct.
Okay? And it's fast. I mean, it's fast, Buck.
Yeah.
Have you ever rode, you ain't never rode a slingshot before?
I've never ridden with you. I just hopped in and kind of stole it one day.
Yeah, you probably drive like you supposed to because it wasn't yours.
Definitely did not.
Yeah, no, you need to go with me one day and say, skip me, and I will.
Yeah, so I do the complete opposite, bro.
I'm not going to let you scare me. That's not.
Yeah, I don't no, like.
If you get a passenger side, I will scare you. But through three gears, you would be sideways the whole road. It's fast, dog. I had a GT up on the interstate. I mean, not interstate. Right to my churches on government. I mean, Cotter Hill. Ate his ass up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not just a GT 502. I'm talking about the mother. He did not see me coming. Mm-hmm. Through third gear, he don't stand a chance. I'm too light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, now I'm third gear, he's gonna just shoot past me. Mm-hmm. But one through three, I'm just, yo, he can't see me. You feel me? Because I'm just too light.
Right.
He double the weight. You know what I mean? He double the horsepower, maybe triple. Weight means something. You feel me?
A lot. It's a ratio, right?
If you put 1,000 horsepower on a slingshot, dog, I don't think I want to drive it. Bro, a Formula One car is basically a slingshot with four wheels and a 1,000 horsepower, man. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's what it is.
That's the comparison I want y'all to think about, bro.
Yeah.
Fully gas, because they got to put enough gas for all the laps.
Yeah.
It's only 1,950 pounds. Or ish.
Mm-hmm. That's why they get faster towards the end of the race.
That's why they get
because faster. Because they get lighter towards the end of the race.
Because the gas going up. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's insane, man.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So they run a hybrid. So the engine is a V6. But it ain't just like. So when people say it's a V6, people be like, man, a V6? I can't believe that.
Let me clarify that. They only go with V6 because weight.
Yeah.
They need the lightest motor that can put out the most horsepower. If they want a V12, the car be too heavy to beat anybody.
So did you know the V6 engine don't produce but about 650 horsepower?
I can believe that.
The rest of the power comes from the ERS system.
No.
The hybrid system.
No.
What?
That bitch produced 850 horsepower. The other 150, 200 come from that.
Okay. Oh yeah, that may be
still
right.
Insane.
That may be right. Maybe something like that.
Still insane though.
Yeah, something like that.
Insane.
So the average car revs out at about 6,500-7,000 RPM. The optimal operation range for a Formula One car is about 13,000. Yeah. So almost double what an average car does. So the components of that motor is 10 times as much as what
it is. You got to be. Whew, that's dangerous.
Yeah. You know what?
You know what's crazy? It's way less dangerous than the cars we drive every day.
Safer than the car we drive.
It's the skill that it takes to drive something that
200 miles an hour around the track, 50 times, 70 times.
Those curves, for a decent curve, right, at max potential, they're doing these curves. I'm going to get into this. I really want to just sink into y'all mind real quick for everybody to listen. You had to go get in your car, right? And punch it out your driveway and get it up to top speed to where that mother don't move no more and turn the biggest curve in your neighborhood.
Yep. So if you can get your, if you, first off, the average person car that own a car won't go no more than 120.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah.
Some of the curves, majority of the curves in Formula One is 150, 165.
Up to 186. That was the max curve
that's the
I've seen.
The curve is 186.
186, bro. 186 around a curve, nigga. I did 75 coming off 65. I mean, coming off 10 to 65 in my slingshot. And I could fit a bump. I said, yep, I'm going to die tonight. You feel me? I was drunk then. Don't nobody tell nobody. With the front two hole, but the back, you know, I ain't got but one wheel in the back, and I feel it. I'm doing 65. I realize I'm on my 80. You know that curve coming around. It's a decent curve.
Yeah.
Now I can feel it. Bump, 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 bump. I said, yep, I'm going to die. And the hook. Pew. I say, yes, I'm going to go white Formula One. I got the shit. And that was an 8. That's half, nigga. That's half.
Half.
That is wow.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
It's insane. It's insane, bro.
So for me, I guess, like me, I'm such a technical person.
So Dream watched me watch Formula One for, what, a year and a half? Every Sunday, every throughout the week, he heard me talk about it constantly.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
Probably longer than that. Since I knew you watched it. Because y'all watched it at work.
Where Dream sat beside me at Nissan, you probably heard me talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he would hear me have conversations about Formula One every day, 5 days, 6 days a week. And I know him out here, like, bro, it can't be that much stuff going on about a race. Until now, he started watching.
It's the pilot. So for me, the race is literally the ejaculation. I don't know the way to say it.
with that.
Wait, really?
I mean, just so people understand where I'm going with this.
It's what you prepare for. It's the finished result for the week.
It's literally just the finish for me.
Yeah.
It's the story is way better than me.
What it take to win that race on Sunday is 85% of the race.
I'm going with... Yeah, 85%.
I like 85%. That race is only about 15% of the work.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, because I'm an MMA fighter. And I can remember when I first got into MMA, I'm an ex-MMA fighter. Let me say that. So don't nobody attack me. I'm a shooter now.
I got it.
I'm a shooter now. So you try all my members, shoot you in the fucking face. Just so y'all know. Your fight is not won in the cage, your fight is won in training. You feel me? Your fight is won in your 6 week of training before a fight, or 8 weeks if you lucky enough to get 8 weeks. Most fights get 6 weeks before a fight. You know what I mean? On average. And it's the same thing in this, bro. 90% of the races I've seen, no, maybe it's not. I'm gonna say 70% of the races I've seen lost in F1 was due to team failure. Team failure. Not driver failure. Team failure. Now, it's a stupid driver out there, too. It's team drivers where the majority is teams, so far what I've seen in the world, where teams want to outdo one another. Me and you on the same team. The person who wins the most races get the most money. Yeah. It's obvious. I kind of want to beat you so I can be in that top spot. It ain't nobody ever got in a fight with the intention of, hey, I'm going to let him beat me up every time he fight, as long as I beat everybody else up. Yeah. It's kind of that same mindset. These folks come from... winning. They've been winning their whole life. You feel me? They've been winning in the little go-karts.
They started carts.
They win in F3, F2. They've been winning. That's how they got picked to be on this team. Mm-hmm. And now you get on this team with Lewis Hamilton, and you like, so he's supposed to win all the time? You seen the movie with Ricky Bobby? Yeah. Magic Man, he said, you know, Ricky, I was thinking, maybe you should all let me win one time. He's like, what?
Why would I do that?
You're right. I was tripping.
Why would I do that?
But the second place drivers, just that. They only there to push the top guy. I mean, mindset wise.
So the real way the second driver works, right? So it's a one driver and a two driver.
Yeah.
Except for teams like it's a few teams that don't have one, two driver, they do equal driver.
I didn't know that.
It's a few teams.
I ain't got there yet.
They don't really tell you that.
Midfield or
whatever. They in midfield, yeah.
They in midfield, yeah.
Oh. Like your Williams team, they no one and two.
Who is that?
Williams.
I ain't even got to that yet.
You ain't seen Williams team? Yeah, they Williams on
I mean, maybe I'm on the top team right now. I've only seen Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, Renault.
Renault is midfield.
Midfield, yeah. But these are the team, the only team.
Renault turns team. To Alpine, so.
Do they?
Yeah, they're going
to
be
in the series?
Yeah.
Really? And then maybe one other team I've seen.
BWT?
Nope.
Racing Point?
Nope.
The pink team?
I've seen the pink team. Yeah,
they turned to Aston Martin.
I ain't know who the fuck. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How they turned to Aston Martin? That's like, seems like should be a big name.
Aston Martin is?
Yeah. The top, it's a top three, and then it's everybody else.
Yeah. It's more like top six, but.
Is it?
Yeah. So your top teams is going to be Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren, and normally Alpine, right? Not Alpine. AlphaTauri. They was called something different when the season that you watch. AlphaTauri is normally like your top 16. AlphaTauri is another Red Bull team. Is
there really?
A, yeah. But that 16 changes, man. Because in the season you watching, Haas is the 16.
I don't doubt. Yeah, I imagine some changes.
So Haas is an American team. You know that, right?
Haas, yes.
Haas is an American team. So that team was the 16 for a while, and it fell off, and it's back.
Because they're stupid.
It's this year is back.
Because they're stupid.
They are stupid. They did some real dumb. And
in the first season, he say, just
bro, I love it.
What did he say? Call him Ben. Let's retire him and send him to my fucking office.
Gene Stanner, I love him, bro. He's so fire, bro.
He said, listen, he spent $100 million a year for you guys to be performed, and you stupid fucking idiots. If you don't like what's going on, just quit. The dude slammed the door. He don't smash my fucking door.
He was talking about Mazepin. Kevin Mazepin. No, no, not Mazepin. Kevin Magnussen.
He went look where he go. He smashed my fucking door.
It's 1-1-1.
No, I'm saying, what are you watching?
On Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive. Oh, okay.
So he's starting from season one, which is this 17 tells, season, yeah, I think.
You get about, these shows, let's just say, hour long.
You get right? 10 of them.
Yeah. You get 10 minutes of racing. The rest of it is backstory. Yeah, that's what intrigues me.
Well, I'm saying, what are you watching this on, though?
On Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay, all right.
It's 4 seasons.
So, yeah, so the season, like...
I'm still fucking watching Fringe.
Exactly.
You're going to watch that until you die.
You will. But, like, you get the season about a week... You get the new season a week before the first race.
Okay.
So, last year's season came out a week before the first race of this season.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how they drop them.
Gotcha.
But,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because give everybody a recap. What
that make a lot of sense. I care way more about the season than I'm going to do about the races. But the races is going to make me want to watch the season before to find out why they got... Either this person went bad or this person went good.
Right, like, so watching this every race every Sunday, right? Bro, I remember watching the Brazil race last year and was like, bro, I can't wait to Drive to Survive.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Because, bro, so just a story of what happened in Brazil. Lewis Hamilton was losing the driver championship race. He was behind by like 25 points. He out-qualified everybody, got in trouble for some reason, took a penalty where they put him on the back of the grid. He went from first to 20th.
Wow, that's so, literally last place.
Yeah, so they got some kind of sprint race that started last year. You don't know nothing about them yet. Sprint races replaced qualifying for a couple races. So for a handful of races you didn't qualify, you race sprint, which is like 17 laps. It's a super short race, but... And give everybody on track a chance to
redeem it.
Yeah. So Lewis is on 20th on the sprint race. Lewis went from 20th to first.
How the hell?
Oh, because he's an animal, though. When, he's an animal. Like, when he lock in, it's no being there.
He's an animal. Now, in season two, you know, he had had a problem and they tried to retire him. He wouldn't retire.
Yeah.
And still made pole position.
Yeah.
He didn't win it, though. But he made polls. Yeah, hell yeah. He went from, they were like, retire. He said, no, I'm not. I'm like, wait, what? It's a real nigga racing. Because anytime that whoever that is talking in the ear,
principal.
No, they don't be the principal talking.
It'd be, oh, it'd be the racing director.
Yeah, the principal right. Tell this nigga to do it, and this nigga tell them, and they just do it. If you, as soon as they say, we're pitting right now, retire your car.
Well, sometimes some teams have their principal talk, some teams don't. It depends on the team. Okay.
Well, I'm mainly talking about Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull.
They've been showing them a lot since I started.
But if you were talking about Lewis' team, it was the race director, not the principal. But because Toto does talk though. But yeah, then he took another penalty for like 10 spots and podiumed the race. Bro, Lewis went crazy in that race. Bro, it's probably his greatest performance ever.
Dude, the animal dog.
Oh, but if he lock in, bro, it's hard to beat him. Bro, so the reason why it was a big deal for him to place third this weekend is because the Mercedes car isn't good. They expect him to get fifth.
What's wrong with him? I mean, how he go from top dog to big to the little dog?
It's a brand new car this year.
They went another way with the power unit?
The power unit is the same. The car is brand new. The car don't look like the old cars. Totally different car.
I understand you can make the car look different, but do they change the design of it? I mean, the
everything.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't know if I want to do that.
So listen, they went from driving using 15-inch wheels, I think it was 15, to 18.
Yeah, see, I won't want to do that. Because this, but listen to me, brother. From watching this, I don't know much about the races, but what I do know about the backstory, when I tell you the science to these cars racing is so dialed in that I was watching this one point where this team was like, yeah. The man said, how many employees y'all got? He said, 267. He said, oh, wow. We got that many people off the day.
Mm-hmm. You're talking Mercedes.
That team had over 1,200 people working to make one car, well, two cars, because, well, one car, real car, both cars have the exact same thing.
It's the black car?
Mercedes is the black car, yeah. Last year was the black car.
Yeah, they change colors.
That's called a livery. The outside of the car is called a livery.
The who?
Livery. the color scheme.
You know some of that shocked me, Bob? So we just started hearing about Richard Milley 2 years ago.
Yeah, he been on the race team forever.
Yes.
He part owner of Red Bull, right?
Didn't know that. Yeah. But he was on cars in 18. But we only heard about Richard Miller last year and a half, 2 years before every, rappers got involved.
Every race is sponsored by Rolex. Every race. Yeah.
Well, everything is responsible by Rolex. Yeah. Tennis.
Yeah.
Everything. but I had never heard of Richard Miller until about
a year and a half. You know how much a car costs? Those cars cost?
Yeah, $12 million.
On average, $12 million speed. Bruh. So if you notice,
that's insane.
When they get in the wreck, the first thing they say, "I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, so sorry, guys. So sorry." And you be like, "Bro, why they apologize? Bro, you just almost died. You just hit the wall at 160."
It's when they. I don't think it's the wreck that does it, because they got, bro, for the major teams, right? I need you to understand this, okay? I really need you to understand it, because this is the part that fucks me up, okay? For the major teams. When they bring in a new driver and they show them around the facility, they may have 50 of them bitches out there. The old ones that they used to drive, 50 of them.
Yeah.
On these $12 million cars, mm-hmm. just in their own reserve, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he said they make two cars. I mean, they make more than two cars. They make
about, about six.
But, so the driver's going to have a car they have to drive. This car is assigned to you, right? You got to drive this car for the season, unless catastrophic failure happens. And then they allow you to get a different car. But outside of that,
this is your car.
This is your car. You're allowed to change your engine, I think, 4 times. So within the season, you can use 4 engines.
That I didn't know. I ain't got to that point yet.
Yeah, but engines don't last that long.
I imagine that.
The harder you push them.
When you push 1,000 horsepower to the gill for 50 laps, bro. Because, yeah. I mean, you got to think about it like this, big dog. See, I'm from Atmo. Little city in Alabama for people from France that mess with us and places like that. It's a little city in the southern part of the United States. And the one thing we do a lot of is racing. We do a lot of racing.
Whole heap of.
We do drag racing where you may build a $50,000 motor, which ain't a lot of money to F1, we know. But it's a lot of money to us because mm-hmm. it took us 3 years and 17 some bitches that we don't like to build this motor.
Exactly.
And one pass, that motor blow.
Exactly.
And I ain't talking about the whole quarter mile, I'm talking, bow, and the motor gone.
Over with.
We ain't making past the light good. That 50,000 gone, bro. You got to rebuild some shit.
Mm-hmm.
These zombies got to go how many miles?
I don't know the miles. It's a set mile, but on every lap race, but 52 laps. So if average 3 miles per lap.
I got to take 1,000 horsepower drag race car and drive it for an hour.
Yeah.
Great.
It's
at max speeds.
It never happened.
Over and over and over again.
When finished the first
for a season. For a season.
Yeah.
Bro. And when, it's not just the power unit that's important. If a wing, if a puncture, if a tire. I seen this one episode so far, bro, where the pit crew can't come in with a puncture. Boom. He pull out. And he had a bad something going on. They had to pull him over. And then the next guy had a problem. He pulled in. The second car had a bad whatever. He said, what happened? I don't know. They put both. They had to retire both cars in the first round. Mm-hmm. Bro, can you imagine how that feel? Y'all done built up to this. And then in the first round, you lose. In the first lap or two, you lose both cars.
Well, Red Bull off both cars Sunday in the last 5 laps.
Just this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Red Bull is cursed.
Look. Red Bull was, at the time, it was 2 and 3.
Oh, my.
They was 2 and 3.
They were holding. They hit each
last
other.
5 laps. Oh, that was Daniel Ricciardo and Max.
Yeah, he ran up under him, lifted him in the air, and wiped both of them out, bro.
Yeah.
Out of whoop. See, I'm not patient enough for that.
Somebody got to get the smoke out of that.
I'm on the court whooping their ass with the checker flag. Cause I don't got no understanding for that, man. Like, he's on. My boss spent $100 million for y'all to go fast, and y'all going to be stupid, bruh. You know I'm. You know I kill a nigga, dog, for a few hundred thousand. Bruh. Nigga, you know what I do to a nigga family for $100 million,
bruh.
Don't race for me.
Daniel was the number one driver at Red Bull at the time. Max was the 2 driver.
Really?
Yeah, Daniel couldn't handle the pressure, bruh. He could not handle the pressure, bro. Max, they knew Max was going to be a champion, bro. As be it may,
I remember hearing that. I did hear that.
As be it may, Matt's is officially a champion now, although it got an asterisk beside it.
I
ain't gonna rant on it. I ain't gonna go crazy about it, because if I get any Formula One fans in the world that listen to our show and hear me say that, I get a million comments. But his world championship got an asterisk beside it. Anyway, he won last year.
See, I don't like him because he think he's pretty. I don't think no man who think himself that pretty is a problem.
Who, Max?
Yeah,
he, you don't like Max?
He always talking about how pretty he is.
Bro, Max is still my problem.
Bro, ain't no man problems. Should get on camera and say, I'm fast, I know, but I'm still pretty. And knows that they're big. Literally. This big.
Bro, Max is the next best thing from Lewis Hamilton on track.
I don't like him.
Bro, can't nobody all drive him, though. That motherfucker can drive. Like he got beat this Sunday, though. It went until his car blew up.
Boy, there's so much going on with them cars in the backseat. If you watch, what's the name of the show again?
Drive to Survive.
It'll blow your mind what goes on behind the scene, bro.
Bro, you're still on season one?
Two.
Oh, you're on two now?
I'm mid two.
Okay. Have you seen the big
break? That's how I got to Lewis Hamilton. You know, Lewis Hamilton, you don't hear his name until season two.
Yeah, you seen the big wreck yet? They had a big wreck yet?
It's a lot of big wrecks.
Well, it's a big, big wreck. You'll know when it happens.
Because I didn't even know Nicolotta died. That's why I started talking about Nicolotta. That happened in season two. Mm-hmm. I told him to die.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he had
died. Lewis Hamilton dedicated that race to him. Yeah. And he blistered it.
Yeah. That dude was driving, man.
Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The best ever.
Yeah, he was driving.
The best ever, bro.
That's the race I was talking about. He wrecked and told him to, somehow he told him to retire. He was like, I'm going to keep driving.
The best ever, bro.
Yeah, that's something. That's right. He said, even though I know I didn't win the entire race, I podium, and I know Lick is smiling down on me. I'm like, the gym's supposed to be racing. That pull your license in lap two.
Yeah. You get DNF. Like, bro, every team gets one or two DNFs a year. And that's what Red Bull got. Both of them got DNFs.
Okay, first off, let me tell you something. I'm on season two, halfway through. I have no idea what the fuck a DNF
did is. Not finish.
Okay, yeah, I imagine that. Yeah. Too much going on, especially in the beginning.
Yeah. Right? I mean, so, like, last year was, like, the crown jewel of racing for that era, right? Because that car had been driving since 14. So, from 14 to 21, they've been driving that car.
Who is they?
Every team.
Oh, really?
Every team been driving that car from 14 to 21. So, every team had, what, seven years to make their body perfect. Every team had 7 years to make their body perfect. The engine, on the other hand, was up to the teams to make perfect, right? Mercedes had the better car engine the last couple years. They won the last 8 Constructors' Championships, meaning they had the better motor.
Wait, I'm going to ask you this quick. How many did Lewis have to win in a row?
Oh, man, don't make me lie to you. It's like 5.
That was 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Something like that.
That's literally Brady, Tom Brady shit.
It may not have been 5 or 6, bro. I think Nico Rosberg won one in between. Nico won 1 year.
No, when I heard they said consecutive.
Nico was, 5. Yeah, he won 5 straight.
Okay.
So
that's insane, though,
the
bro.
Year before that, Nico Rosberg won.
Wait, before you get back to Nico, I need y'all to understand. How many races is a season?
Anywhere from 20 to 23, 24.
I need the people who don't
watch. Short season is 17.
I need the people who don't watch Formula One to understand that these races are like people have to go to the gym and work out. Like the pit crew have to stretch and do calisthenics.
They do it on the
pad. Yeah, it's that deep. It's that physically demanding to win these races, bro. That it's not just down to the car, the power unit, or to the driver. Bro, it's literally so many moving parts to make this shit work. When I tell you to win a race in Formula One, everything has to work right for a whole day. Bro, it's that serious.
Bro, you can lose the race in the pit stop.
Facts! Bro. I seen a 2-minute pit stop just recently.
2 minutes?
Yeah. 2-minute pit stop.
What? They couldn't get a tire.
Which is eternity, because the pit stop should be two. No, I'm sorry. It was 1 minute. It was 1 minute pit stop. It was a 1 minute pit stop. Okay, that don't sound bad. You change 4 tires, fix front wing, rear wing. You know, that don't sound like 2. Like a 1 minute.
But on average, what, 6 to 10 seconds?
2 seconds. Yeah. A full 2 seconds is a long time.
Anything over 2.5 seconds is way too long. Dream ain't there yet. Last year, Red Bull made them change the pit stop rules. Red Bull did a pit stop in 1.6.
I can believe it. I can believe that.
They changed the rules. They were like, nope, too fast. That's too fast.
It ain't safe.
And we'll, exactly. So it was like two wrecks in the pit lane last year. Just car coming out, car was already out.
Also, Red Bull was the same team who had the two bad pits back to back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but they dropped.
But the tie fell off.
They dropped the car in testing, bro. This year. They dropped the car in testing. So they lift the car, all four tires come off, boom, hit the ground. Over
no
with.
Tires on.
It's over with. It's over. At that point, it's listen, over.
And nobody.
The car's laying flat, bro.
Yeah.
So the wheel hubs. Tires. The wheel hubs. And the car is completely level. So when it hit the ground, bro, it's nothing to get, it's no way under it. But, it's like a pancake laying on the ground.
Yeah.
You need a lift to hoist it to get it back up.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's over.
and that's what, that, okay, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it because that's exactly to the point that I was trying to make. Nickel, everything of every facet of every person from a 216 to a 1200 people team has to be 100, nigga, not 95, not 99. Yeah. It gotta be 100% perfect to win a actual race.
The longest pit stop ever in Formula One was last year as well, too.
How long was that?
36 hour.
How you have a 36 hour pit
because
stop?
Because until that tire is replaced on the car, the pit stop time don't end. No matter if the race ended or not.
Damn.
That is thrilling to me.
I think that was Lance Stroll car for Aston Martin last year. I think it was. And I could be wrong, so don't quote me. But it was a car that had one tire that got stuck on. Because they used the one bolt. Like, Formula One cars ain't got six bolts.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? And NASCAR just went to that this year. NASCAR did have five, but they went to six.
You're right. I remember saying,
But now they just went to the one. But Formula One been the one forever. It's one big bolt. And it's literally...
You know what blows my mind about that? Those tires are different too, because bro,
they carbon fiber. They light
the tires.
Yeah,
how you? It ain't carbon fiber rubber, nigga.
No, the rubber's rubber, but the tire.
No,
the
them rubbers are something different. The air's made out of something different. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. So they got these big ass racks with tires this big on. One nigga grabbed them and run with them. Nigga, have you ever grabbed a donut out your trunk under the carpet, nigga? That bitch heavy.
So you know they weigh like 50 pounds a piece.
Can't, man.
Like 50 bro, to 60 pounds.
I'm a strong ass nigga, cuz, and I'm not grabbing them big bitches and running with them like that.
They weigh 50 to 60 pounds.
Cause they keep the cover on them. Right?
You know what the cover for, right?
Any moisture.
No.
What?
Heat.
Those covers are heated?
Yeah.
Well, they some bad motherfuckers. That's what I'm trying to say. So like even right before the race, they just standing up with the cover on.
Yeah.
And then like right when and they snap the covers off and run. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just so no moisture period can get on them.
Nah, heat.
That's insane.
That's heat.
Keep that's on. How scientific it is, though, bro.
So, bro, it's funny that you say that, bro, because at a pit stop, when they hit the pit stop, it's not four guys. It's like 20.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of people.
It's 20. It's one guy in front, one guy back in charge of lifting the car.
Yeah.
Then it's two per tire. Mm-hmm. One... it's three per tire. It's one to
bring the tire on.
To grab the old tire.
One to take a tire.
One
off.
To take the bolt off. And one to put the new tire on.
Facts.
And he put the bolt back in. So it's three guys per tire. Then it's two or three guys which look like leaf blowers, but they're not leaf blowers. They blow cold air inside the engine and on the driver.
Facts.
So as soon as they pull in, boom, blow cold air on them, keep them cool. You drive a cool, and then as soon as done, they pull it out, and the car take off. And you hear, skirt, gone.
Not just that. You got a motherfucker that's there to put the wing on the front, if it got any problem.
If it need a wing.
And the one on the back.
Yep.
You got a set of people for that, too. Mm-hmm. But the nigga I like the most is the nigga with that big jack up front.
Because he lift it, and then turn to the side.
That shit's so cold out.
Hey.
Combine you. They pulling up. The jack. And they pull right up on the jack. And he's like, bop, whoop. Put this bitch together, cuz. Let's go. And he got to pull that bitch and move in time.
You know Jack got a motor in it, right?
No.
You ain't never noticed that he do this?
No, it's too fast. Way too fast.
So he, boom. And then he holding it. As soon as they let out, and that's why
out of there, out.
That's why I fly out so fast.
Cause he out of there, bro. This nigga got a Tesla motor in his ass.
Bro, it's incredible, man.
That's the only job I want is that front nigga, cause he is special. He gotta get a bonus, cause.
So if you ever watch Drive to Survive, it sounds like you ain't never watched it. I haven't. But the title sequence when it shows Drive to Survive, it's gonna show you a car pull up for pit stop and take off. Pit stop. Every time. So I showed this is a funny thing, bro. I showed this to Spike. And I'm like, bro, you know that's real time, right? That's the real time it takes. Man, ain't no way, man. They speed that up for the show. I'm like, no, bro, that's real time. Bro, then I proved it to him. It's real time. And they show every car. Doing Drive to Survive, 10 episodes, they show 10 cars.
Let's do it real time. I'm going to do it real time. He say, all right, we got a pit. And then they pull.
No, he say box.
Yeah. And they
box.
Right? Do me beginning. So you know. They're gone.
Bruh, I've watched a race.
Okay, I just need you to know the speed, bro. I counted it in my head, though, bro.
I've
yeah, fast that was.
Because I
just trained four times in the front fender.
It was the race that we was talking about last year.
Yeah, we talked about the championship
so,
race. Because Twitter was on fire.
Yeah. So, that was my first time actually, I think, like, really watching a race. And I just remember I was just like, oh, they finna do a pill, shit, they gone. Like, it was,
that's not how long it takes.
I was like, wait a damn, what did they do?
Man, changed everything.
What you gotta did they realize do? That, so I'm watching these guys, and you got a person in his ear and saying, you're 1.6 seconds behind this person. You gained on them on that.
You're 1.6 seconds race. Behind pace.
Yeah. Now you're 1.2. You know what I'm saying? I need you to push a little. Okay, go. Now we're 0.9 seconds behind this person. You're 0.6. You know, go. You know what I'm saying? When I say to a science, bro,
they to the point where they be like, okay, Lewis, we look like we can win this race. We have about 15 laps to go. Let's preserve the tires for about the next 3 laps. Put your pace at this number. Put your pace here. And he'll run those laps at that pace. And he said, okay, now go. Push for the rest of the race. We should be able to make it through on the tires. And then he'll go from just a fast to like setting fastest lap every lap. Every single lap.
And they know it per lap to a T to where he said, that was your worst lap this season. Let's not do that again.
Bro, oh, you know what I'm
saying, bro? And the science behind it is insane. Where
they be driving the car and you'll hear the race director come over and say, hey, it looks like you're having hydraulic problems on your rear driver's side tire. Take it easy on the corner so you look like you're going to start sliding. And then you hear the driver say, man, the car is getting swirly, man. It's hard to control on the track. Now, mind you, I don't know if you heard much of Lewis radio yet. Lewis says a lot of stuff that's not true. Because every team can hear everybody radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I did know that.
Yeah, so every team hear everybody radio.
Really?
Yes.
That's horrible.
That's how it is.
Yeah, I want to keep a secret.
Nah. So he'll say something like, man, oh, man, the tires are opening up. Man, I'm losing grip on these, saying that.
Oh, to set the other teams.
So the other teams trying to decipher is he telling the truth or not. And then they'd be like, let me push. Well, okay, we need to push. Then they send their driver out to push hard. Their driver get to pushing. He get their driver to push 1 or 2 laps to try to get close to him. And now they just wore their tires down. They lost a lap or two on their tires. And now he get to push.
Well, that make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
He played, bro, he's the best.
He play Wolf.
Chess, Nacho, yeah.
Yeah, he playing Wolf on the ass.
And,
that's
bro, that's
sick.
So everybody thought Mercedes was doing that this year because they came out this season saying that, hey, look, we can't compete right now.
And they really just driving bad.
And no, they really can't compete right now. Right? So he was like,
that's,
man, we can't compete right now.
Think that about Mercedes.
And everybody thought they was lying. Because Mercedes is known for, you know, saying they can't do it and can.
Yeah.
So, come up testing, and then the first 3 rounds of practice, and then qualifying, they was like, oh, snap, Mercedes really can't compete right now. They wasn't lying. So now this happened after the race. After the race, Toto, team principal, was like, it'd be a long shot for us to win the championship this year. That sounds like breaking the codes, right? That don't sound real.
Right.
you're a team that's gonna, you're not gonna give up. First off, this is the car you're gonna run for the next 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. So you can pour all the research and development money in it that you want to, because the car that you build this year, it's the car you're gonna work on next year.
Right.
Versus last year, you didn't want to put more money into that car because it was over after that.
Right.
After we finish this year, it's over. Ain't no more car. So saying that you don't think it's a long shot, saying that you're gonna give up on production in this car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not gonna happen. Right. That's not gonna happen.
So we just discussed that these cars are $12 million.
$12 million and they're gonna be around for the next 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
It's a new power unit coming in 2025. So that's gonna change the game a lot too. They're going more electric than motor.
That's what I was about to ask you. I was going to ask you when he said something about, he was making a joke about the Tesla engine. I was about to ask you, like, I feel like because every, even in traditional dealerships, they're really pushing that whole EV
mm-hmm.
thing. And I was going to ask, like, how do you feel like that will affect the racing world? That's what I was about
to ask. So, yeah, right now I think, and don't quote me on this, I could be off. Right now I think the motors are about, from what the numbers Dream said, they bought 80-20.
Okay.
80% motor, 20% electric. Next year they're going to be, I mean, 25, they're going to be closer to 60-40.
Okay.
So they're definitely going up on the electric side of it.
Okay.
And over, so in 25, so probably 31, 32, they'll be going to another engine. It's going to be probably 30-70 mm-hmm. electric majority. They're getting that, they're going that route.
Okay.
I don't think they can afford it. I mean, only because...
So they changed the motor in 25, which I was intending to tell you. So they had a new body, the new car this year. Mm-hmm. The new motors come in 25.
I mean, and it's only going to get newer. And the reason being is between gas crisis, ozone layer, and electric car just being fast, I watched... because it's hard to tell how tall a nigga in the NBA is until you stand beside a regular nigga. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to tell... How fast F1 racing car is against F1 racing cars.
Yeah.
So today, I was just doing the science to it. I want to see how fast these cars really is. You know, we got a 1,000 horsepower Cadillac at the dealership right now.
CTSV.
Yeah, CTSV Hennessy. Right now. You know, it's fast. Not F1 fast.
Because it's so heavy.
Yeah, and not just that, bro. It's just the science behind the F1 car is different, bro.
It's
literally different compared to every other car ever built.
So the 1,000 horsepower they got at their dealership top out around 7,500 horsepower. I mean, 7,500 RPMs, rotations per minute. Formula 1 car.
You said
13,000? 13 to 14.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They get up there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. The breakdown of science.
It's like a motorcycle, bro. So motorcycles top out around 16, 17. Like, it's nothing to have a 1,700 or 1,500 RPM motorcycle. But they did that in the car. That's why they sound... Also, if you notice a Formula 1 car got a distinct sound to it.
Yeah, they do.
That's because the motor is turning 13 to 14,000 per minute. Mm-hmm. Per minute. So that's what you get. That's the sound you get. It sounds more of a buzz than a
right
hollow sound like my Mustang. You know, right, my Mustang right, got a deep turn.
Right.
Slow turning.
I'll give you a good example. Formula One cars are big ass remote control cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
You feel me? They're big ass remote control cars, bro. So I want to see what they line up against cars I know that's fast. You know, Ferraris and race cars and Bugattis and Teslas. We know Tesla's fast.
Yeah, that Tesla Plaid
especially
is hard to beat.
The top Teslas. You
the Plaid is almost impossible to beat.
No, it ain't almost impossible. It's a popular regular car.
It's called popular what?
It's impossible to regular cars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Almost impossible to beat.
Now, off the line, at 1.9, 60 seconds, nigga, that's fast. I don't give a fuck what you drive. You got to be driving a jet to get 1.9 and 60. Bro, that's fast. So when it take off the line, it take off with the Formula 1. It actually took off faster than Formula 1. I watched it. I don't know what the Formula 1 got in their second and third gear, but it's different.
It so when they took off. Deep. The 8 gears deep for one.
We ain't talking about the 8, nigga. We can't get better second and third. Bro, that moment, it jumped out. The Tesla jumped out like this. And then, phew, what the fuck did he mash? Because ain't no gas on this car. But whatever happened between second and fourth, nigga, is
different. But now, we know this new Tesla thing is different. All-wheel drive, basically 1,000 horsepower.
It is. It's 1,020.
On the Tesla?
On the Plaid.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know that.
Tesla Model X, 129. You know, MSRP is 130,000. It's got 1,020 horsepower, 396-mile battery on the range. It got some big-ass tires on it, too.
It got to hold that 200 horsepower. 255. See, I didn't even know that. That's why I said basically.
And on the back, they 285 40R19. Yeah. That's some.
See, I didn't know that. I knew it was basically about 1,000 horsepower. But you know the Chrysler. No, that's what Chrysler's finna do.
I think I got. Okay. That's why that's
tall. Yeah.
I got 245. I'm changing them when I put rims on it. Okay. But I knew, you know, the Chrysler come out with 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah.
All wheel drive. They specifically coming for Tesla. They only, I mean, that's literally, they only coming to beat Tesla. So they will beat them, trust me, because Chrysler don't miss. I get that to Chrysler. If they come at a particular brand, they build their car to beat that brand. Okay. They're going to do that. They come at Chevy, they're going to beat Chevy for whatever they came at that time. Mm-hmm. If they come at Ford, they're going to beat Ford, whatever they came at that time. When they come at Tesla, they're going to beat Tesla. You feel me? But I knew it was around 1,000 horsepower. You feel me? And bro, when I tell you this car hit second, third gear when he pulled off on the Tesla, he pulled off on the Tesla. But what he did to the Bugatti Veyron,
Bugatti Veyron,
it's clean, bro. It's clean. And I mean, he said, "You think you can beat that car?" He said, "I should be able to. I should be able to."
Oh, they talk Supercon. Formula One driver
was there. No, the Bugatti guy was saying this.
Oh.
Formula guy got a helmet on. He ain't talking to nobody. he got one in his mouth.
The Bugatti guy was stupid.
Yeah. He said, I should, baby. And then, like, they motors are so intriguing, the Bugatti, that, like, when you rev them, you can't do it like my scat. Ram! Ram! You can't do a Bugatti like that. It's ram! Then top off. Come back down. You can't. It won't let you break it. Ram! Then top off. It won't let you break it. He said, oh, you can't even make it mad. He said, no, they built to save themselves until they actually end the race. $3 million car. It's supposed to. You don't supposed to sit in your yard and blow a $3 million car motor. $6,000-$7,000 car, yep. Buy another one. Not a Bugatti, you feel me? So I'm dying to see how it takes. The Bugatti, not even close. When I tell you the F1 ate his ass up, and mind you, now the Bugatti has been known to be the fastest car on Earth forever. I mean, mm-hmm. The difference of that.
I mean, no, I'm gonna give you. That's the fast production car I've made.
Yeah, it's fast, dude. And I don't mean like the Tesla Plaid gave him fit. He got him midway. The Bugatti was like they were together. And he said, "What the? Why is it car so fast? First off, it's Formula One, man. You got a $2-3 billion car. That's a 20. It was the real Red Bull car too."
Oh, bro. So Red Bull do all of the stunts, bro. You can type
I didn't know that.
Type in Red Bull Burnout in Abu Dhabi. Type in Red Bull in Miami. Type in Red Bull in at the ski course. Bro, they put a Red Bull with snow tires on it.
No.
And they go crazy on the mountains, bro.
No.
But Red Bull do all. Bro, it's an airplane. So you know the Red Bull trick plane?
Yeah.
It's a video of the Red Bull Formula One car and the trick plane. And they flying together. And the plane is upside down and the car running with it 200 miles an hour.
That's crazy.
200 miles an hour.
I'm willing to crash
out. I think Max was in that car.
I'm willing to crash out. I'm not a Formula One guy, but this year I need all this because it got me excited. This year these things going to Miami, dog. For the first year ever, they're going to Miami.
I want
to
be there so bad.
And do you soon. Know what it's going to be like in Miami?
Like 2 months.
So, explain that to you. Monaco. You've heard the city of Monaco.
Yeah, I know.
Or state or country, whatever it is.
About this last time.
Yeah, so me and Buck talk Formula One.
You know, Monaco is where all the superstars go to when they white Formula One. Will Smith going to hold the flag and... That's where they go.
Serena hold it last year.
That's where the rich people go to.
Serena held it last year,
my nigga. Do you understand that all the niggas are already in Miami? They ain't got to fly nowhere, go nowhere. Do you know how turnt Miami gonna be for F1, bro? Oh my God!
Megan Stallion was at Austin.
Really?
She walked through Austin talking to drivers and whatnot.
Bro, I'm in.
Big entourage.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Man, I crash, I go to Miami.
But me too. But you know, it's on bucket list for me, bro.
It ain't on my bucket list, but for this one in Miami, because why we know it's gonna be the next year?
It's signed for 5-6 years in Miami now. But news that dropped today, Las Vegas this year too.
Man, well, I looked at the list.
It ain't on there today. Austin, I told you it dropped today. That they about to close the deal on Las Vegas.
But they ain't going to drive this year.
Yes.
How they going to build a track that fast?
They already got a track. Miami already had a track.
Really?
Yeah. So they already have the track set out. Now, Miami is a road course, but the track is already there. They raced Miami before.
Oh, see, I ain't know that. I ain't
they raced Miami before years and years ago, but then it stopped. Miami is back on track on this year. So we lost Russia.
I still rather do Miami than Las Vegas.
Bro, I do all the
America. People go to Las Vegas to do their thing. People live in Miami, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
People live.
It's funny because I'm just looking up the schedule. One of the races is on the neighborhood in Austin.
Austin is the neighborhood.
Wow.
Circuit of the Americas is
home. They always do Texas every year.
Yeah.
They do Texas every year.
Austin been
there. They do one Friday only Texas, 20 tickets left.
Bro, see how fast tickets sell out? When that race is? In October? And it's 20 tickets left. Bro, they sell out so fast.
And the venue capacity is 120,000.
And it's sold out.
It's sold out, basically. We got 20 tickets left.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Bro, I was this close to buying grandstand tickets.
Miami Friday, May 6th through the 8th.
Now, if I ever got rich.
Monaco.
You gotta do Monaco. That's where the ball is ball,
bro. Bro, it's 15 yachts for seats. Like, bro, part of the Monaco track is across their coast, and it's 15 yachts. You pay for your yacht spot. It ain't $100. It's like $15 million to park your yacht there. Right. For this race. And it's like four people on the yacht watching.
Yeah.
Bro.
Just do the math.
Monaco is the baller's baller. Right. Monaco is the baller's ball. Yeah. Don't go there if you ain't ready to ball.
So you seen Will Smith do the flag of Monaco. Okay. Yeah. He did the flag of Monaco 1 year. Serena did it last year. Like, bruh, it's big time.
Yeah, the biggest actors and superstars in the world go to Monaco for that race.
They live in Monaco.
Wait a minute.
Monaco is a tax-free safe zone.
Really?
That's why Monaco's so big. It's no tax in Monaco. Zero tax.
It's 70 acres.
Yeah, it's small as shit.
What is?
Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo, Monaco. It's 70 acres. That place is 70 acres.
The country?
Yes, all of it. That's it. 70 acres. Where the whole the apartment flats there? Apartments, $5 million a year. That's the cheapest.
That is insane.
There's no tax though. So
we need to buy some land.
If you register as your country though, you don't pay no tax.
We need to buy some land.
Where Lewis live in the States. You know that, right? Mm-mm. Lewis live over, well, it ain't in the series. Lewis is from Great Britain.
Yes.
His flag is Great Britain.
Yes.
He lives in the U.S.
Didn't know that.
He has a home in Monaco.
Well, where's the country that he was? I mean, Mercedes Benz, where's that out of?
Europe. That's Great Britain. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a German car, but it's Great Britain.
Mercedes is German?
Yeah.
You sure?
100%.
That's what BMW is.
He drives a Mercedes. Yeah, it's a German car.
That's no BMW Volkswagen. Well, ain't no Mercedes was German,
Mercedes
too.
Is too. Now, Mercedes isn't as German as it used to be. It's real American now.
Yeah.
But it was considered a German car. They're based out of Great Britain with Silverstone is their home race. Silverstone, their home course.
Mercedes-Benz AG, like they original, they headquartered in Stuttgart, however you say it.
Yeah, over the recent years they got really American. Yeah. Probably the last 15 years they got really American. They run Ford engines now. A lot of cars run Ford engines.
Hey man, let's build us a Formula One car.
I mean, I'm with it, bro. I mean, we probably can make it to like What's the F3 of IndyCar?
We might have started like F10.
Hey, it's gonna have a Mustang motor in it. We're gonna put the Mustang motor in the slingshot. But we're gonna do the 2-tire kit on the back, so we'll have 4 yes. tires.
As soon as we turn the curve, we're gonna die.
Bro, I saw a slingshot with a go-kart roof on it when I was in Houston. That shit was wild.
It's not a like go-kart roof. They had them roofs, man. They built for the slingshot.
I hate that roof, bro.
It looked like a go-kart. It looked like a golf cart,
bro. Yeah, it's ugly. Oh, I hate
you
that
notice
roof.
I never considered putting a roof on mine. It's so ugly. They got one roof called a Raptor roof that I actually thought was neat. It's two roofs separate. They come on like right here, or they slide all the way back, kind of like a sunroof. Okay. That's pretty neat. That's the only one I like, but it won't fit with my back rear glass.
Gotcha.
That's the only roof I like.
Yeah, don't put
no roof on. It may be like if you drive, you can just let one up. The other one right. still be down. It do so many little things.
It looked like a go-kart.
Yeah,
it,
I hate them.
It did not. Like, and the slingshot was clean. But it just.
That, on it the just, roof.
Ruined it for me.
Yeah, don't do the roof, bro. It look like a golf cart. Look like I'm going to put a driver on this one.
On yeah, cup. On the roof. I never even considered a roof.
Man, first off, we got Formula One heavy.
It was time. Crazy. We never did it before.
We might get
some new Formula One fans.
Bro, you know, for the people that ain't nobody else listen to us, it's just us now. So, I want to do a second show, bro, for F1, but I need a co-host. But in order to be a co-host, you got to watch the races. You kind of got to be into it.
I'm probably into them. I ain't got the time.
Well, Sunday morning, bro, first off, this is the beauty of the race. 90% of the races happen at Sunday morning at 9 or 10 o'clock, and they last an hour. Bro, I watched races. Bro, this is how my Sunday went last year for fantasy football. I watched a race from 10 to 11. I had an hour to set up my fantasy, and I was into football.
That sounds fun.
Bro, like, I legit got to watch every race last year. It was 2 late races last year, 3 o'clock. 2. The whole season. 2 late races. It happened at 3 o'clock. All the rest don't happen anymore.
You know what's nuts, Nick, man? You would think that fast these cars is, light these cars is, if it rains, nigga, the shit's over.
No. Well, it does get over sometime.
Do it.
Yeah, Spa. So this year, Spa ended without a race. They went 17 safety laps.
Why?
Because
what made that rain worse?
Torrential. So it's 2, you know, it's 5 tires total. It's more than 5 tires total, but the easiest way to explain is 5 tires. It's softs, mediums, hards. But they range from 1 to 5. Okay. So it's actually 5 of them. Mm-hmm. But it's only 3 categories, soft, mediums, hards. And then it's intermediate tires, which is the blue. And then wet tires. No, intermediate tires, which is the green. Then wet tires, which is the blue. Mm-hmm. Once they get past wet, the race can't happen. So Spa last year, it was torrential downpour. It was so much rain that the cars, the wet tires, was throwing 15 foot.
Really? That 15, makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 foot.
You got to finish it. I get what you're saying.
What is it called? 15 foot sprays?
Yeah.
They had 15 foot sprays. So if you was behind a car, if you wasn't in first place, a 15 foot spray means you can't see the track.
Right.
So that race, they tried. Where they tried and tried, because it was torrential downpour, but it was on and off. So it was hard rain, then it slowed down, then hard rain, then it slowed down, then hard rain, then it slowed down. And they just could never get done. And what happens is, if you run 15 laps, it's considered a race. They rolled 15 laps around the safety car. Mm. Over 2 hours. It was a 2-hour race. Yeah. Average race on has but an hour. Right. 2-hour race, 15 laps, just 15 laps though. Because they were trying to race. And they can never get it done. Part of that was politics. Part of that was politics. The world wanted to see a different world champion. Lewis Hamilton is also the most hated person in Formula One right now.
That's anybody who dominated the sport, bro.
He's the most hated person in Formula One right now. So the whole world want a new champion. They hate Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton get the most. First off, he get a lot of hate because he's black. Bro, you can watch him win a race and go to Twitter right after and see Monkey wrote. You can type in Lewis Hamilton, see Monkey. thousands of times.
So out of the 20 cars on the track, they like rain, some of them, because that's the one time that the best machine may not win.
Yeah. So last year, this happened. So now, mind you, they should have called this race in the first hour and a half. The rule books say they have to go 2 hours. They forced in that last go around, which got them over 15 laps, who made it count. And that made it count, therefore Max won that race because he qualified P1. Behind the safety car, nobody can overtake. So the same order that you started that race in was the order that the race ended in. Max qualified P1, he won that race. Gotcha. Lewis came in P2 because he was P2 for that race.
Now, mind you, lame as shit.
Max would have beat him anyway, though. At that time, bro, the Red Bull car was fucking godly. Was amazing. Bro, at that time, the Red Bull car was unbeatable. Bro, in Austria last year, Red Bull won them races by 15 seconds.
Red Bull.
Three straight.
I thought Max Stafford went.
Max been stacking.
No, he left Renault. No, I thought he left Red Bull and went to Renault.
Daniel Ricciardo left Red Bull.
Ricciardo, that's right.
Max Verstappen stayed. That's Max Verstappen won those three races.
Ricciardo left because he didn't want to keep racing behind Max Verstappen.
Because he didn't want to race in front of him because he knew Max was going to take his spot. That's Max right. is a better that's driver. Right. Max won those three races 15 seconds apiece, bro. Car was way faster.
He beat 15 seconds is a long time.
An incredibly long time.
Bro, that's like time to stop and do donuts before somebody else comes.
Yeah, 15 seconds, bro. Three races straight.
He could have pit stopped three times.
At the time, the Red Bull car was that much better than the Red Bull car. I mean, the Red Bull car was that much better than the Mercedes car.
How? How is that even possible?
Because Mercedes tried to stop putting money in that car early last year, too soon. Because that car last year was the last year for that car. I don't want to keep developing.
For 15 seconds though.
I don't want to keep developing this car that's useless next year.
15 seconds though, bro.
Three races left.
I understand what 15 seconds mean in F1, bro. 15 seconds, bro.
Long time, bro. Long time.
That's 7 pit stops.
Long time. Well, no, because pit stop is actually on average about 30 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds, depending on where you're at. The actual stop itself don't take but 2 seconds, but the drive down the pit lane.
Yeah.
And to drive out the pit line.
I ain't thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll learn that if you start watching real races, you'll learn it.
I ain't thinking about that. So you got to slow down to get in there, and then you can't come out of that hauling ass in one year because you're just doing.
So the average pit stop on some races 20 seconds, some races 30 seconds, and you'll see. Like, so you'll see and be like, nope, stay out, and then make them stay out, and they'll be like, max pace, stay out, because they're trying to get outside that window. So when you come out, you may be in first, but you come out in third. But 2 and 1 got a pit too. Mm-hmm. So when they come out, they're going to come back out behind you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like you, it's all
science. What's the science?
It's all science.
This is science. That's what blew my mind. That's the only thing that intrigued me, the science. Mm-hmm. The science made me want to research this shit.
Yeah, it's all
science. I had no idea. I'm from a place where we always raced. I had no idea it was this much science behind these cars. These are literally the best performing cars ever built.
Oh, bro, because the draft script, we ain't never put that much science into it.
No, we didn't even know that much science existed.
Right. No, we never put that much science into it. And that's why you got people like John Force, the big-time drag racers, they put that much science into it. We just didn't know two men from
like,
that.
John
Force.
Calls and shit.
Yeah, John Force.
I don't know who that is.
The John Force and his daughter, I can't think of her name, but she's a Force.
You know the best racer I know? From our area?
Grissett?
Edmonds 5-speed Hall.
Oh, Edmonds Hall, yeah. He had a big race. No, Edmonds Hall?
Is he still racing?
Edmonds Hall had a big race this weekend.
He's still racing.
Yeah, Edmonds Hall had a huge race this weekend. Huge race.
They're one of the baddest people I met. Or I've done.
Huge race this weekend.
You know, him and Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, they couldn't even race. That era. They couldn't even race John Force. Can't even get on the track with
him. Undertaker.
Can't even see the track.
You remember him?
Yeah, can't even see the track.
That's the era.
I know the Ninja Turtle car personally, bro.
They're from Balvacana.
The Ninja Turtle car?
Yeah.
No.
Where you from?
Atmo.
No Ninja Turtle. I thought he from Balvacana.
Okay.
He from Atmo. For sure not from Atmo. I thought he from Balvacana.
All right.
Now, you know Ninja Turtle sold his car to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
The original owners, I think, from Balvacana.
Mm-mm. The original owner sold the car to them.
I know. I remember Undertaker beat Edmund 5-speed Hall, and he had to wear a dress and run down the court.
Yeah.
track. I think it was set up.
I don't know.
It was
anyway, man. We gotta close this show out, bro. We've been in Formula One for an hour, bro. That's all.
Interesting, man.
Bro, super interesting. And I, like I said, what I was saying before we was closing out was that I wanted to do a Formula One show, 30 minutes, something like just after every race. So it's what 22 races this season, maybe 23 if they add Las Vegas. 23 episodes.
Ted 2, I'm coming to see you.
And
she gonna be there. That mother will be at every major event in Las Vegas.
And bro, I, like, to the point where I want, like, if y'all in, I don't know where you at with it, but I know Dream, like, kind of getting super in.
Dream always immerse himself in anything. Yes.
I will pull up at his house on Sunday to watch this race if he gonna really get into it. And, like, we can watch this race together, bro. So you understand, like, once you start watching races, it changes things. And then we can shoot a 30-minute episode just to recap the race, qualifying, stuff like that. Right. I got the subscription to F1 TV. So you don't have to be live for the qualifying and practice. You can watch them after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if we need to, you know what I'm saying, I want to do that. And you're welcome to be a part of that as well. I definitely want to do some Black America F1 stuff. Because, bro, I did want to say this before we go, and bro, we ain't got nobody listening. But I got picked at recently. I didn't get picked at. It wasn't me. So I watched the Bel Air episode. I don't know if y'all remember on Bel Air what he told his dad. He's like, look, if me and Will get along, I can go to Monaco and watch the Grand Prix.
Yep.
He was talking about F1 Monaco Grand Prix.
Yep.
And that same episode, they had a party.
Yep.
At that party, he talked to a Black chick. Black chick said, man, people just think you're weird. You like racing and whatnot. Uh-huh. And I was like, I took offense to that. My lady was with me. She was like, oh, that's not normal. That's not normal. I was like, I mean, I get that, but I was like, why is it not normal? She didn't mean no offense by it whatsoever. She just saying that, like, it's not many Black people that like F1. And, bro, the reality is it's not many Black people like F1 because we don't get exposed to life.
It ain't that. It's ignorance.
No, bro, we don't get exposed to life.
No. Let me explain ignorance. I had to say this to a person.
The lack of not knowing, bro.
It's the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We into drag racing because that's what we can afford.
And that's what
we see.
That's what's around us.
$40, $50, $60, $100,000 is insane to us. Ain't no niggas pulling up down in a $12 million car. You know who become the most famous and popular person in Atmo if you pull up in a $12 million car? That nigga. You feel me? And then everybody want to be a part of that crew. We just ain't never seen it. We have no idea what goes on in that type of racing. If we did, we'd be more in tune. I mean, no one watched golf until a nigga start winning.
Mm-hmm. And then people didn't watch golf. We knew that Tiger was great.
Yeah.
But we didn't watch golf until we started playing.
That's true. I ain't thinking about that.
We didn't start watching golf until we started playing. When we started playing golf.
I didn't start watching tennis until I started playing.
Exactly. You don't, you like, bro.
Nah, I started watching tennis before that because them sisters was fine.
Anyway. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's the buffer, right? So what I want, like, when she said that, like, it struck me deep. I was like, man, I'm not weird.
You're not, and honestly, I get it because it's the same thing with me and Curly.
Right.
When you understand the mechanics of something, the mechanics make you more interested in the product.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah.
So, with that being said, I was like, man, I want, so I don't know if you heard of Lewis, got two organizations. She got Count 44 or something 44, which is 44 is his number. That was his card number. But he's getting more Black people involved in Formula One because it's a, bro, that sport is an elitist sport. Formula One is an elitist sport. It is 97-98% white.
I ain't seen a nigga yet.
It's one on Red Bull team. It's a couple on.
Really? When that happened? It ain't in the season I'm in.
It's one day top pit crew guy. It's a Black dude.
Really?
Yeah. and his couple on Mercedes team, but Lewis is the top guy in Formula One, period.
Yeah.
We dominate sports as black people. We dominate sports. He want more black drivers. But the thing is, like, we didn't know to take... Like, bro, karting is available here where we live.
Mind you, and I need people to understand that F1, you don't wake up one day and say, I'm going to drive F1 car.
No, you don't.
No, not that shit started at 5 and 6.
You, bro, karting is here. Bro, Birmingham, Alabama, Barber's Motorsports has a karting track. A professional karting track. Kids race there every season.
I know what.
If you good there, you get on the circuit in America. Las Vegas, it's a bunch of them in America. Those kids normally go to IndyCar, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's American sport. But you don't have to. You can go Formula One. You can go Formula whatever. Formula 3. Yeah, you're going to start.
You're going to start at the bottom.
It's a few people that go Formula 3, but they folks got money.
Yeah.
And you'll understand what that means when you see Haas in 2021.
I've seen the people who, like, dads raced and shit like that.
And Lance Stroll, dad owns.
Yeah. Yeah, because when he came over to the other company, he brought his son as a driver.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yep, you're probably going to lose your job because he's going to bring his son to drive.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, this ain't something you can...
Either you got to be super talented or you got to be mega rich.
Football, you know, Jimmy Graham didn't start playing football until his senior year of college.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a basketball player. He played for Miami basketball. He was a power forward. His last year, he said, you know what, I don't play basketball no more. Let me see what football do. Yeah. You can do that if you're naturally talented and have that body and mass and strength to do that. Ain't got shit to do with F1, bro.
No.
You better start racing as a baby.
Bro.
Like, you running the car around in your mama's stomach.
So the biggest problem with F1 that people don't get. It's like Dream drove my simulator today, and it's hard. He's screwed.
It's really hard.
It's super hard. Like, I got a simulator. I challenge anybody to make that first lap. Anybody. I don't care who you is. Make that first lap. Unless you a real fan and done real races before, that make that first lap. The difference between that simulator, it is hard. It's a lot like real life. But the difference is G-Force. G-Force will make you pass out.
What's ironic, bro, and it could, and I don't know, because I've never done it in real life. But I genuinely feel like if you put me in the physical car where I can feel the road, I'd be better than I would have been in a simulator.
No.
I know everybody's going to say no.
And the reason why is because the professional drivers use the same simulator.
I know. I seen it. That's what blew my mind. They drive the bitch with their eyes closed, Buck.
Yeah.
They know every curve, every mile per hour you need to hit in these curve. They drive them all like this. Okay, 1, 2, 3. They do this whole race over and over and over and over and over again 50 times and never open their eyes. That's how professional they is.
Yeah, it takes a different level of dedication.
Bro, that's insane.
So,
can you imagine driving home, nigga? At the speed limit.
Leave here and drive home with your eyes.
Speed limit. No. Just the speed limit. Not fast. Not fast. Combine his other cars coming. Not fast. Just the regular speed limit.
No.
That's insane, bro.
And it's a pretty simple route.
Yeah. Spring Hill. Forever.
Yeah. Bro, that's insane. It's literally like 3 turns.
Yeah.
Out this neighborhood, onto my street. Into my neighborhood.
Yeah, I need to do that at 150 miles per hour.
I'm good because I'll be home in 2 seconds.
Bro, that's the difference though. Like, and then you got G-force. Bro, the average human start passing out around 3 G's. Bro. 3.5 G's. The average human. Mm. Bro, they take Conus at 5 and 6. So, bro, I got videos right now from Instagram that show them training. They have like this cradle over their head with this big weight over here, and it's pulling against them. They doing this. They just find this cradle pulling against their head. They strengthen the neck muscles and stuff because you gotta be able to strengthen those muscles to keep the G-force from pulling you, because the pull is what knocks you out. Bro, it's insane. Anyway, so, we got to close out.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip pad that real quick. So, fighter jets. I haven't got to the Formula One G4, but fighter jets. They had to train their diaphragm and butt cheeks.
Sound weird, though.
No.
Those are 2 muscles they got to train, though. Their diaphragm and their butt cheeks to not pass out and rape their fighter jet and die.
Mm-hmm. I can believe.
That's how straight it is. So when they're evading, and he said, go, 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 and they had to pull up. And when they do that, they got to close their diaphragm and squeeze their butt cheeks to not die. And you better do it perfect. Because everybody in the beginning do this.
Just like that?
Everybody in the beginning do that. And if you're in the real plane, you die.
Yeah. Just
like that. I believe it. That's what G's do to humans.
That's yeah, the same thing happened in Formula One car.
That's bro. Great.
Like you can pass out in Formula One car in a car. It takes years and years of preparation. So like when by the time they make it in Formula One car, their body is natural to it because they slowly build their way to that much deeper. Anyway, man, we gotta wrap up. Hey, we gave y'all a whole Formula One episode in flesh.
It was
fresh.
Deserving. It was deserving. They need fresh. One.
Fresh and Formula One is what y'all got today. Not what we intended, but conversation went a little long.
What it is?
You got us an end quote?
If people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them anymore.
Ooh,
big
fast. Cold blooded. Yeah,
big fast.
Go too far. Note?
What? Episode 98. Hey, we're going to have a centennial episode that's going to be paired with our anniversary episode. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to let y'all know what we're doing.
Yeah, for 100, we got to do something different. We gotta get drunk and invite somebody over and just do something a little retarded.
Well, we probably skip 100 to make that our anniversary episode.
Is our anniversary episode 101?
No. Well, we probably skip the number 100.
You can't just skip a number, nigga.
Bro, we at 98. We 2 weeks away from 100.
Exactly. We can't go 8 weeks and make it 100.
We can. If we want to. Or we can't.
The hell wrong,
do
something special for 100.
Yeah, we want to do.
What are you talking about? We do what we want to do. Anyway, man, we out, man. Episode 98, man. Peace, man. We love y'all.